This is Train for Trade Skills Radio with Tom Jenks.
I'm Alexander Engelbrecht from London, and I'm doing this plumbing course, and it's week one.
So, Alec, what were you doing before Train for Trade Skills?
I'm a teacher.
So, how long have you been teaching for then?
About 30 years.
What subject do you teach then?
Business studies and accounting.
How did you find balancing your teaching job around studying for your course then?
You make time. If you really want to do it, you just make time and you do it.
Is there any like specific ways or any studying tips you've got you could share with us that you've found work really well?
You've got to put the time in, otherwise you are going to struggle. But a little bit of time during night time and it should be all right.
So let's move on and talk about your plumbing course, your training to be a plumber.
Sure.
Have you always been interested in plumbing?
Oh, yes, always. Since small, I used to potter around. A family member of mine, uncle of mine, he was a plumber, so I used to help him.
Have you been doing any work with your uncle or anything, or anyone?
Yes, I did quite a bit of it.
What sort of jobs have you done then?
Anything, ringing bathrooms.
Was that just like get the experience, or was it paid?
No, it wasn't paid. It's just helping him out.
So let's move on and talk about your practical training. How are you finding it?
It's very enjoyable and learn a lot.
So what sort of jobs are you doing this week then?
Building frames and doing welding and soldering, doing the health and wellness program.
So Alex, let's talk about the other side of the course, the theory part of the course. As a teacher, you must be used to like marking and doing a lot of theory work. How have you found it?
Oh, it was all right. There's a lot of new things that I've learnt throughout this whole course.
So, Alex, how did you come across then Train for Trade Skills? How did you find out about the course?
I saw an advert in the papers, and then I just applied, and a person came around to me and spoke to me about it, and from there on I just entered the course.
When you've finished your course, and when you've got your qualification, what are your plans then?
Start my own business.
For the people listening and want to take up plumbing or want to take up a trade or something like that, what would you say to them? What qualities do they need to have?
I think you must be a little bit practical minded. It's not necessary to be highly skilled because the training that they give you is quite extensive.
That's great, Alex. Thank you very much for joining us.
Thank you very much.
To find out more, go to www.trainfortradeskills.com.